Reish Tzadivav Sif Beis. The Mechaber says that somebody does not have yayin, he cannot make havdal on pas, on challah, on bread. Unlike Kiddush Friday night, where if you don't have yayin, the next best thing is to do on pas, by havdal this does not apply. However, the Shulchan Aruch says that one could make havdalah on shechar, on beer, if it's chamar bedina, if it's a chash of a drink in that country. And truth is, any other mashke, who didn't share mashkem, he can make havdal on, assuming it's chamar bedina, except for water. That means mayim, water, has no chashivas, and therefore cannot be used for avdala, even if it is the accepted drink in that country. However, anything other than mayim, if that's the covenant of the drink in that country, so then it could be used for avdala. And Mishnah Berurah explains the reason why pas or chala is not an option for avdala, unlike Kiddush where it is, because Kiddush is magam suda, hashaychus to the suda, so hashaychus to the pas, you use the chala for the Kiddush also when you have to. As opposed to avdala that's not connected to any suda, so then chala, pas, not an option, so one doesn't have wine, so then you should use chamar bedina. If one has yayin, Mishnah Berurah says yayin comes first. And Chazal very mouthful about the big mitzvah, something to have avdala and yayin on wine, here's some others that do, the Eibishter calls them kaddish. And makes him a skula, a special treasure. V'islim segulim mikol amim, fa'avdo eschem and amli esli. Guess the havdalah between Shabbos and Chol, the Kaddish and Chol that you're making with havdalah al yayin, the most mohudig way, it adds to the havdalah ben Yisrael la'amim. Now, in terms of what's called chamar medina, Mishnah Berurah discusses it in a different place in Reish and Beis, which drink qualify for chamar medina. But anything that's typical of the drink could be chamar medina if it's a covered drink in that country. Supposed to Mishnah Berurah says on Pesach, people drink may licorice or something like that, special drink for Pesach, which is not drunk the whole year. That's not chamar medina. Or may devash is not chamar medina unless it's a country where they tend to drink it. But a place that's not drunk on a regular basis, it would not be chamar medina, it would be worse than beer. Now, in terms of using schnapps for avdala, even if it is chamar medina, Mishnah Berurah is hesitant because we said the minig is the mavdol, he drinks the whole thing, doesn't give everyone else a drink. Schnapps, hard to mekayim that, hard to drink the whole thing. If he has nothing else to make avdol on, he can use schnapps, as long as he makes sure to drink a malilugimov, a revivius, in a kadesh diazavius. Otherwise, not yaitza. Also, Mishnah Berurah brings shari tshuva, shem berki yasef, the milk and oil, cholam and shaman, are not things that people typically drink, cannot be used for avdol either. For chamar medina, it has to be something which is typical, normal drink, and something bekovedic, as opposed to water, which is not bekovedic enough. The Mishnah Berurah brings from the Taz a kvass and borscht. These are drinks that they had back then, even if it was normal to drink them. It wasn't becoming a good drink in people's mind. Lamaisa, the halachas, they don't have chashivas, and it's considered like water, and it cannot be used. Maybe Shasat Chak is a shalav, could use it. Even that were hesitant, the shalav brachal of Atala. But other than that, Shasat Chak for sure should not be used. There's not enough chashivas to go chamar bedina, even if it's a normal drink. Now, there's a shalav if shechar, if beer is chamar bedina, is it better to use a kais pogum of yayin? Or to use sheikh, or to use beer, which chamar medina, the most sounds like the kais pogum of yayin is better. Mishnah Berurah brings the others say not like that. It's a shalom poiskim, which is better. If the sheikh is not chamar medina, for sure rather use yayin. The whole shalom is the sheikh is chamar medina, which one's better to use? The most says the minhag matzah pesach to use sheikh, or to use beer for avdol, not yayin, because the beer has extra chavivas, because you couldn't drink it all the 8 days of pesach. It's the first time that we know the goin may have avdol on beer on matzah pesach to show that now chametz kemutah really has a makar here in their mud. There was such a minhag. Now, Mechaber discusses when you have yak nahas, yom to falls down matzah Shabbos, and somebody does not have yayin. So is it better to use pas, because that's preferred for Kiddush, or is it better to use sheikh or beer, or some chamar bedina, which is preferred for avdala? This tush is brought down to Shulchan Aruch, and lemaisa, the maaz machriya, that's better to use the pas, the chal. Since it works for Kiddush, it can carry us for avdala as well in this case. But this case, certainly someone should try to do whatever they could to have yayin, because by making avdala ala pas, the arshitis all doesn't work. But lemaisa, that's the hachra of their maaz. If you don't have yayin, that pas is better than shechar. Here we're doing Kiddush and avdala both in one shot. Now, Shulchan Aruch Sif Gimel discusses somebody doesn't have not yayin, not sheikha, no chamar medina. He has nothing to make avdol on. Now, usually, the halacha is that you cannot eat until after make avdol. He says here where he doesn't have anything, any option, some Mishnayim hold that you are allowed to eat before avdol. And Mishnah Berurah explains, he'll daven Meir first, he'll say atochanatonu and chanan adas, and the next day he comes up with a kais to make avdol then. So the RSOs say he should make a bracha, a mavna, the full bracha, without the kais, but that's not really the correct psak. The Mishnah Berurah brings a Gemara that Meimar went to a place and he didn't have what to make Avdol on, so he didn't eat and drink that night till the next day. But this Shita holds it's only a Chumrah, that's not Megerdin. It's a nice Chumrah, but it's not Megerdin. Then the Mechaber brings the Arishanim, who are based in that Gemara, that if he anticipates that the next day he'll have what to make Avdol on, Mishnah Berurah explains next morning, doesn't have to wait till evening, and maybe not even till afternoon, but by the next morning have what to make Avdol on, then he should not eat until the next day when he makes Avdolah. And Mishnah Berurah says, this, even if it's Matzah Shabbos into Yom Tov, so it means he'll not eat Yom Tov night, according to the Shita, which the Mishnah Berurah says, once you machbak the Shita, unless it's a Shvacha person, he's trying to machbak this, and if he anticipates he'll make Avdolah next morning, he should not eat on Matzah Shabbos, even if it's Yom Tov. Now, this case of Matzah Shabbos Yom Tov, somebody doesn't have Pas either, otherwise he would do Yak Nahas and Pas, like we said before. But if he doesn't have, then he should rather, this is the Psak, he should machbak the Shita, unless it's a Shvacha person, and not eat till he makes Avdolah next morning.